Hello, everybody. This is Ms. Parker from RV Project Help. And I'd like to talk to you about the teams that you might need for your RV. And before I go into this, I want to do a little disclaimer of liability. The material and information contained or given on this audio file is for general information only. All parties on this audio file are not lawyers or financial advisors. You are using this information with your own discretion. You should not rely upon the material or information in this audio file as a basis for making any business decision. While I do endeavor to keep the information up to date and correct, RV Project Help makes no representations or warranties of any kind, express or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the audio file or the information, services, or related information contained in this audio file. All due diligence is the responsibility of the participant. So this audio file is a little different. In the other audio files that I've been doing for this private RV2 Project Help, this information is different. And I would urge you take very good care of this audio file and not let it out, because this information can hurt us and hurt you if it's sent out to others. Because in the beginning of all this, when this takes off, there are not going to be enough wealth managers and other professionals for everybody. It's just the way it is. They're going to be training them. They're going to be getting them up to speed. But there's only going to be a certain amount that have experience. And when those are gone, they don't take any more clients. So this is private information. If you share it, you do so to risk it causing yourself to not get the best of the best. And me, I'm going to be selfish, baby. I want it all. So Sheldon talks about the 8 different teams, okay? I have it set up differently. I have it set up and I refer to as 5 teams, okay? So the first team is not actually a team. It's a tier 1 bank. And you want to have at least one, there will probably be at least one tier 1 bank represented at the redemption center. Now, this is going to be a bank like JP Morgan, private banks, Wells Fargo, HSBC, Fifth Third, B of A, and Citibank. Okay. These are all tier 1 banks. There should be at least one of them there. Okay. If you're in a major city, you probably will have more than one there. If you only have one tier 1 bank in your area, I'd start with them and perhaps the next closest city beside you. You need to review their services. You might find that most of them offer similar services and often have more than a dozen different ones. You're going to be negotiating those services in advance of bringing your money to them. Number 2, team 2. These are going to be local full service banks in your area. Now, one of the things you want to consider too is, where is your home base going to be? Currently, I live in Colorado, but I don't have a clue where my home base is going to be, because right now I'm talking about maybe living in the Philippines, maybe living in Australia, maybe living in Colorado, maybe living in Florida. I don't know which way I'm going to go. So what I'm planning on doing is, instead of doing identifying a local full service bank, I'm going to find and have I'm going to want to use 2 different tier 1 banks, because you're going to have caps on things. So the local full service bank is where you're going to ultimately transfer your funds to. Most of the tier 1 banks, if you're in a big city, you can get funds to different cities. That direction is by using 2 different tier 1 banks. But ultimately, wherever you finally settle at, you're going to have to have a full service local bank. Okay. So what do you need to know from these banks? What is your questions? Okay. You need to find out if they have a cap amount that you can wire transfer. Okay. You might not think this is important, but the kind of money you're about to have, you need the highest. Oh God, I'm thinking of horrible things that have happened to me because I didn't have a high enough cap. You need the highest possible money transfer you can get, okay? You're going to have to call and ask what their highest cap is. These are the calls you make before you pick one, okay? When you pick your final place for your money, okay? Then you want to look at their wealth management services, okay? Who is their wealth relationship? Who's their management relationship manager, okay? This is going to be the person that's going to be assisting you. Don't just say, oh, hey, how are you? No, read their bio, okay? Some of this may be intuitive. See if they have a profile outside the bank website. Check into them, okay? I have had the unfortunate experience of having a relationship manager in a high-end bank, and he lost his job because he was he did really bad things at a strip club. and so he lost his job. So you want to be proactive with whoever your relationship manager is. Check them out offside the bank and onside the bank. I have had other cannabis growers find stuff out about the relationship managers that made me go, oh, no, don't go there. Because eventually that guy's going to get caught and you don't want that. So you'd be surprised. You think those bankers are just pretty boring. Oh, no. Some of them at this kind of money, oh, they get their wild freak on, boy, I tell you what. So anyways, see if they got a profile outside the bank. Find out what services their private banking offers. In a local bank, the services are going to be varied, and they're not going to be all the same, nor are they going to be the same caliber. So find out what services their private banking side offers. Ask them what their philosophy is. That usually shakes them. Ask them what their philosophy is. A bank that has a plan, a goal, a vision, they're going to be able to reel off their philosophy to you real easy. If a bank can't do that, get out, leave, wrong bank, okay? What is their target market or specialty, okay? Some banks focus more on family businesses. Some local banks focus more on high wealth individuals. And they, if they're looking at you, if they focus better on a family business, you're not going to want to go there as a high wealth individual. Find the bank, the local bank that fits you. My big thing was motocross racing. So I wanted a bank that was motorcycle positive. I wanted them to align with my philosophy about life, you know. Life is short, fly. Yeah, I like to go really fast. And so I wanted a bank that was not going to stop me from getting motorcycles or racing or any of that kind of stuff. And now I look back about it, boy, I was silly when I was younger. But anyway, Team 3, that's your transition team. This is a team that's going to be working with for short-term problems. When I talk about top emergencies or priorities, okay, that is not about paying off debt or setting up humanitarian projects. You take care of you first, okay? That you are building a structure, a financial structure. And if you don't build the core, the leaves can't hold on, okay? So first you have to take care of you. You do your trusts, you do your needs. You put on your oxygen mask first before you try to help somebody else, okay? So let's go through some examples. You may need or want to buy a home, okay? So what are you going to need to find or buy your new house? You need a real estate advisory team selected, not a realtor. There's a big difference. A realty advisory team is going to go physically look at properties and give you a set of portfolio of properties for you to look at, okay? They're going to give you the advice of this area is upcoming, this area is not doing so well. They're going to do all kinds of background on the area and the property that you're looking for, okay? You may be buying a property that needs a full remodel, okay? So if you need a full remodel, who you're going to go to? Your real estate advisory team, okay? You may buy there's a house that Conservative Hippie and I were looking at, and it had the most magical rooms in it. It's, you know, it's in Orlando, so they have all the Disneyland artists there. And he may decide, you know what, I'm buying a different house, but I want this same magical room in it. Well, you don't have time to get a full remodel, get an architect in there, go hunt down all those people. That is what your real estate advisory team does. Bada boom, bada boom. If you know what the services are, you can ask for them. If you don't know what the services are, you don't know what you can ask for. So now you know. The next thing you want to do is, so you know what city you're going to go to your search engine and search for a real estate consultant. Now, we are lucky, those of us that are going to be going to Orlando, Beverly is a real estate consultant. She's a real estate consultant for the state of Florida because she's been in the industry for a very long time, and because she sold property up and down the state, she's really great for us to use for Orlando, and she's based there. Can't get any better than that. So if you're not talking about Florida, what do you want to look for in the area that you're looking for? Well, go to your real estate consultant, okay? Then look at the top three. Read the reviews that are written about them, and then go to their brokerage and see what services provide and make a list. When you make that list, that's going to help you determine which one to pick. So, will you need furniture? You're going to need somebody to help you do this. And like, you don't really think of what you're going to need until you're in the middle of it. So a question like, will you need furniture? If you're having a custom house built for you, yeah, you're going to need custom furniture. If you are buying a house that's not furnished, yeah, you're going to need furniture. And you don't do that because you don't have time. So who are you going to call? You're going to call your real estate consultant, okay? Your real estate advisory team. They do all of it for you. Buying real estate before you become wealthy is very tedious. Buying real estate after you become wealthy is a snap piece of cake because it gets done for you by the team that you hire. So security takes all kinds of forms, okay? We had a big talk about security. I'll probably do that one again. With a home, you're going to look at physical security and IT security, okay? So when you buy this new home, you have to think about whether you're going to need 24/7, 365, or if you're going to need situational security. While you are still safely a ghost and nobody knows who you are, situational security will work, okay? If you have issues about having a bad day, you might want to have 24/7 security, which I will. But that may change over time. Like, I'm thinking that as I live on my yacht, I'm going to feel more and more secure, and I won't feel like I need to have 24/7 security. I don't know. But I do know that it's going to change. And when it does change, you have to plan for those. Think about those plans for changing before you even start. So you start making your planning to succeed, okay? You will search under executive security firms. That's the key word, executive security firms. Executive security firms will handle your IT problems. Executive security firms will handle your physical problems. I always have an executive security firm member go with me when I go house shopping. Why? Because I want to have somebody there that can look at a house and go, yes, you can put a safe room there. Yes, you can do this. Yes, this is safer. This is easier to protect because it's got this, that, or the other. I want the eyes of a security guy to look at my property before I buy it, because you can buy a piece of property that it's very easy for security to maintain, and you can buy a property that's very difficult for security to maintain. If you wait and to ask the security after you buy the property, when you could have just bought a different property and saved yourself a lot of grief, do it before you sign the papers. If you're going to buy a house, take somebody from your executive security team with you to go shopping. One of the things you're going to ask is what services does that team provide? Some executive security teams only provide physical, some only provide IT, some have a combination. You're just going to have to do those phone calls until you find the right person that fits what you personally think you need for security. At some point, you're probably going to have a trust company that will have a full risk management assessment done. But right now, that's not important. And right in the transition, it's just what you need done in the first 30 days. So don't stress about the bigger stuff that's coming later. So your trust company team. Your trust company team is the team that you're going to work with. You might call it a multiple family office team, your personal team, or yourself. Multiple family office team would be your trust company, and then your self-selected team, that would be your personal team, okay? So with your trust company team, that could be all different. If you're going to do multiple family, you're going to be looking at Wells Fargo, private bank, to boutique companies that specialize in certain services. Now, those boutique companies, that could be your own multiple family office that you're setting up. So let's say after this is all completely said and done, you have $50 million. They may ask you if you want additional services. If not, they may hand you a governance package and you're free to go. Or you could be handed off to Wells Fargo Private Bank or JP Morgan Private Bank. You're going to be spending millions to get all the services you need. So what kind of family office do you want or need? This is why the single family office and the multiple family office, those decisions you need to make now before you go in to go into RV and get your trust company team. No matter what route you're going to take, you're going to be hiring people to make sure that they are doing their job. That's what the transition team does to help you get your trust company off, your trust team off the ground. And the last team is your self-selected team. Now, these are the people that are going to be helping you in your day-to-day life. You're not going to have time to do your own car maintenance, mow your lawn, clean your house, your chef, whatever you need to make your life run smoother. That's called your self-selected team. So those are the teams you're going to start to put together. Now, in my self-selected team, I'm going to have either a head estate manager or a butler. They do the same type of a job, the butler is going to be, if you're going to have a lot of people for entertainment for the foundation, if you're going to be in that kind of position, you need to consider a butler, because they look super, super professional and they've been trained to serve. So I tend to always pick a butler. I like having a butler. So that is, when you hear Shelton talking about transition teams, he separates them a lot more. I only do five. I just figure out five. So, I hope this helps, and, God bless you all. We need you one and all to go out there and be the best humanitarians you can possibly be. God bless you, folks.